Precies, de lijfstikkel en de paarse is net zelf. Dat is namelijk eigen te de paarse. Maar het is een starke stikkel. Weet je, 30 piece. A couple of years I felt an opportunity that we could learn the stickle. Mama speaks about the Yesoides. He speaks about throughout the sefer all over, but here he brings it out in a very, very stark.
Akasha?
Yeah, mitzvah hazois.
Mitzvah hazois.
The truth is it has a shaykh to mishpatim as well. Be'ela mishpatim ha-shatosim b'fneyem. That speaks about mitzvahs, all the dinim and everything. The Pasuk says in Parashas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah hazois, ha-shanoichim mitzavach ha-yoyim, lo'y ba-shamayim hi, lo'y me'ev al-yam hi, don't think it's far away. How could he say that it's so close, it's so easy? We find many times in Zoya Kodesh, Kama Iloyan Inun Milan Doiraisa. Kama Yikirin Inun Milan Doiraisa. How lofty the Divrei Torah are and how precious they are. It's not easy. It's the Hoibid. It looks like it's not Mamish, it's Bashamayim. It's lofty things, it's Mevel Yam. The Zohar Kodesh is mashma that many of the Divrei Torah are not so poshut. How could the Pasuk say, Kikor v'lech adov v'moid, loy v'ashamayimi, loy Mevel Yami, azoy freg ta heili gemaya shiloyach. Ach, inni mezeh zook ta azoy, t'vers yoytuf is mazbe. Dine be'emes kishodom hoylich ba'avoyde, ube birurim. The person is hoylich ba'avoyde, he's oyved Hashem, to be mevarer. Things in this world, to mimivara, we know the tachlis avoid in this world is to mimivara the world. Mimivara the world means to reach the inner pnimius, which is the elikus, that lies within every single thing in this world. So, yachar limtsoi b'chol mina levushim shazeha oilam, oir Hashem yizbarach. You can find the oir of Hashem in all different levushim that this world has. Ad heicham, shafir b'midas malchus b'roza the oir choyze. Even in the middle of Malchus, you know, the middle of Malchus is the lowest of all the spheres, the middle of Malchus. And it's called the Rozo of Or Choyzer. There's Or Yoshar and Or Choyzer, two terms in Kabbalah and Chassidus. Or Yoshar and Or Choyzer. Or Yoshar is the Or Hashem that shines straight, which means it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam B'Chavodo V'Atzmoy, and it goes through all the spheres until it reaches us. This world in the middle of Malchus. Or Choyzer is the Or when it gets mirrored back from us, back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, through the Torah and the mitzvahs that we do, we're malah the Or back to Kodesh Baruch Hu from Midas Malchus, which is Olam HaAsiyah, which is the middle of Malchus of Ein Melech B'Loyom. There's no Melech without a nation that's Mekayim as mitzvahs. And that Or goes back up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like the Ishbitz's form is brought down now, the Divrei Chazal always, Yisrael Moisif and Koyach bePamal Yishol Ma'ila. But the Yidden Kaviyochel add on the Koyach bePamal Yishol Ma'ila. So he says, even in the middle of Malchus, which is Or Choyze, Yochel Gam Shom Lahakir, Or Hashem Yizborach, Mefurish Kumoy Vashemayim. You're able to recognize Or Hashem, Mefurish, just like in Shemayim, even in this world. Be'etzem, if a person searches and a person looks properly, you can find the Oyer Hashem, you can find the Likus within all the Levushim, within all the Gashmis of this world. Ki Shemayim Rambam Mal Behiris. Shemayim is a symbol of Behiris, of Klorkite, clarity. The Goydla Avoyde.
Looking over there.
Levushim, Limtzei Oyer Hashem Yizbarach. With the proper Avoyde, you can find the Oyer Hashem even within all the Levushim. V'yachal Karavis Atzvot Hashem Yizbarach, B'chol Mine Yizkarvus, with all different types of Yizkarvus. That's the pshat of state of medrash al apostik. Vayas alikim es arakia. The Eibush made the arakia. Ze echod ben amekrois shehirish ben zoyim es oilom. He's one of the psukim that ben zoyim made a rash, a tumble in the veld. What's pshat in this apostik? Vayas. The Eibush made. Valoy b'mayim erhein atmo It says, "B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nazlu." The Ebrisher didn't do anything with his hands. The Ebrisher spoke. Vayoyimer, and on the day the dibur, the things happened. "B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nazlu." The most prophet Yasal the Kima Sarekia. Look, that's why when Yonoy look the Tveres Yosef Ki Hashem is Baruch Heitziv Arba Olamos. The Ebrisher the Vegestelt. There are four Olamos: Atzilus, Bria, Yitzide, and Asiyah. Peshtevis Abia. Oilam Asiya, Nidme Bzeha Oilam, Shinasrachik Moid Mayasham is Borah. Oilam Asiya, which is so far away from the Ribbonish Loilam, it would seem that it's very distant on Oy Hashem, because you can seldomly, rarely see the Ribbonish Loilam, a little glimpse of the Abish in this world. You come out and never see it. Uba MS, who? Hakoil, Koidim Avoidish Alodo. True. Before the avoidish al odom, oz nitmesh yesh asiyah b'zeh oilo. Then it would seem to the person that is asiyah. We do, we go, we make, we think, we act, and we decide. Everything is we. Because in oilam asiyah, since the alikus, the rebbein shel oilam, is not seen in this world, it would seem like there's a whole world being run by presidents, kings, and queens, and people, and everything. Besides, for the Eibush, everyone's around. Everyone's doing. But after the person does the avoyde, yochel ha'akir, oy Hashem mizbach l'fush b'oy l'masiyah gam kein. When the person does the avoyde, then you can start slowly realizing and recognizing that there's oy Hashem mifurish and oy l'masiyah. Even in this oy l'masiyah, there's oy Hashem, there's alikos. Because the more avoyde a person does, he's boikeya. The lashon of Sifrei Chassidus is, b'frat and Sifrei Ishvitz, he's boikeya the mesech ha'mavdol. He's boikeya that mesech, that mechitze, that blocks us from seeing the Oy Hashem. He's boikeya, he penetrates it and begins to realize the Eibush is behind everything. Zeh shehidish ben zoymes ha'olam. Why was ben zoymes marish? What was the tumult that he tumult on the world? Ki ben zoymes matin b'shas sh'oma. Ben zoymes, we find in the Gemara Chagigi, he said, Tzoyfo ha'yisi ben mayim wa'al yoynim l'mayim ha'tachtoynim. I took a look. The difference between the Mayim al Yoinim and the Mayim HaTachtoinim, that we know the Eibush is divided between the water that was Mayim al Yoinim that remained up and Mayim HaTachtoinim that was remained in this world. There's only three etzbois, space of three fingers between the Mayim al Yoinim and Mayim HaTachtoinim. They're so close to each other. What's the pshat in that Chazal, what Ben Zoyme said? Mayim al Yoinim Rambas Mal Behiris. Mayim al Yoinim symbolizes clarity, because it's Mayim al Yoinim, it's water that's close in close proximity to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mayim HaTachtoinim Rambas Malavushim Shel Zeh Olam. Mayim HaTachtoinim is Rambas to this world. It was removed from the Eibishter. Right? It says in Chazal that the Mayim HaTachtoinim are shouting. It's an angel, it's a small king. We want to see Hashem. We don't see him anymore. Umen Zoyme Hissig HaHevdol B'neya. Zoyme said, I was Masig the Hevdol. I realized what the Chilik is. It's a slight Chilik. But I realized the chilik. That's what Mazoyma said.
I don't understand what that means.
One second. You want to go on the recliner? You want to sleep over there a little bit? So on the recliner, we'll come there soon, okay?
What are you talking?
Yeah, what do you think?
What's the big chiddush to understand between Ruchnius and the Hechtofen and the Gashmius and the Lowestofen?
Take a look a little bit what he says, right? You'll understand. Here we've got a few lines. The Gemara within Chagig is Mamshich. After Menzoyma said that he saw the difference between Mayim al Yoinim and Mayim Nechtachtoinim, Omalu Rabishulat Talmidov. Rabishulat told us Talmidim, Adain Menzoyma Bibachutz. Behind you, Shetor Bezeh. He says, Ben Zoyme made a mistake. K'moshe Messiah Magamore Shem Ketrei Kasi Deschivi Adodi Ketrei Glimi the priest of Adodi. Gemara says that really there's no chiluk between them whatsoever. It's like two cases that are one within another, which means that there's no space in between two begodim that are spread out, two sheets that are spread out one on top of another, which means they're separate physically, but the ma'aseh there's no space in between. There's no space in between the two. What's the pshat? It says, "V'hainish ain shum hevdul b'neiim afilik echut asayim." So you were asking on Friday, well, that the chayit is a big chilik between the two. One is clarity, and one is levushim, one is gashmis. In this world, it doesn't see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Because Rabbi Yeshua Faket, there is no chilik between mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim. It would seem that there's a chilik because one is close to Eibush and one's not. But the emes is that both of them are the same melikus mamish. They're both of them exactly the same. One of them is clear that you see the likus, and one of them, the likus is there, it's just covered with an outside cover. That's it. When Zoyma said, I do see a small chilik. Even though it was a small one, three etzbois, Dr. Yeshua, it's a mistake. Still a mistake. Because there is no chilik whatsoever b'chlal. Not that there's a small chilik for it over there, it's likus, and it's full glory, and it's full clarity, and over here it's a likus with a levush. It's the same exact likus, mamish, hainu hach. The only chilik is that the likus from this world is covered, and the likus over there is not covered. That's the only chilik. But the actual likus is the same likus mamish. We have to be mazal ben zoymut gehalten. But on the gelin yenenu is what Rabbi Shua said. He says, v'hainu she'en shum hevel b'neim afilik chut ha'sayir, she'odom ha'holich ba'avoyde, someone that's holich ba'avoyde, someone that's oyved Hashem, yuchal lahaki gam b'levushim she'al zeh ha'olom, oy Hashem izoch b'furish. You can reach it before, she says, on the Kudah, that the likus that's there, you can reach it even on this world also. You can come to the same clarity as the next world. If you're mamshich to be oyved Hashem on a steady pattern, you eventually you'll reach the clarity of likus that's on the next world also. Gam b'levushim she'al zeh ha'olom, you can reach oyved Hashem yizborach b'furish. That was the mistake Ben Zoyma made. So zok Ben Zoyma now, v'zeh inyan shehish Ben Zoyma se'olom. Referring to that Ben Zoyma over here made a tumul. Vayas v'loy b'maymer hein. What do you mean vayas? The Eibishter made. The Eibishter spoke. He didn't do anything. V'haynu shehisik hevdel bein asiyah la'amireh. He was mastered that there's a hevdel between asiyah and amireh. He says, zoy b'emes. La'achar ho'avoyda, after avoyda of a person, makir ha'odom, hatev shekam asiyah nichlal b'ritzani ha'poshut. After avoyda a person's makir, that even asiyah, even when a person does something, it's also nichlal and b'ritzayin ha'poshet, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, shekol ha'levushim v'asiyah, shenimtze b'zeh ha'olam, hu ha'kod b'maymu v'rotzen poshet. Yivaldi Getif Hazach, he says, all the levushim and all the asiyah, that a person does a real ishbet hazach, everything a person does in this world, everything is the b'maymu v'rotzen ha'poshet, everything is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, everything is the rotzen ha'poshet from the Eibishter, from Kavi Yochel. Ben Zoyma said, there's a chilik between asiyah and amirah. There's a chilik, because he still had that chilik between Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Tachtonim, but the emes is the vayas, even if it's kaviyochel, kaviyochel would seem vayas means that the Eibush is doing something, it's not a likus, it's a siya happening, it's already a begushim digger thing. What's the chilik between Amir, Vayoyme, Vayas? When we say B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasa, it means everything is ruchnius. The Eibush didn't do anything, the Eibush had a rotz naposhet, the Eibush wanted, he said, and it happened. B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasa. When we say vayas, that means that there's some sort of gashmis over here. The Eibishter made it as a dove of megushim, and there was a asiyah over here. So Ben Zoyma said there's a chilik between the two. So why is the pasuk using vayas? It would seem to mean that this world has a fickle gashmis to it. It's not the same alikus, like the oil ma'am alyonim. But the ma'am says it comes again, Abishua nein. There's no chilik whatsoever between asiyah, oil ma'am asiyah, and oil ma'am alyonim. It's al tzazel b'zach. And a person through his avoida, through his asiyah, can reach the rosh naposhet because the asiyah gufa is b'mayim of rosh naposhet. V'achar avoida shel adam, he says, mare Hashem izborach lomo la'adam lomo b'emes heizim kolei la'levushim. Then a person realizes even more why the Eibishter had to make all these levushim. Sheyid me la'adam shenesachik me Hashem izborach, that a person should think that he's vital to Hashem. Why? So he says lomo b'emes kishborach kodesh borach hazeh lomo. Why did the Eibishter Kav Yochel turn his face away from the world? It should seem like there's a hest upon him. This has a shaykh of the Ma'aseh to this week's parashas Kolim that we say by the Yoytris for Musaf. You know, Zin, they said the Yoytris for Musaf and parashas Kolim, right? Only for Musaf. And the Yoytris begins, every single shtickle begins, Or Ponecha Oleinu Odoi Nisa. Which means that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bakosha, that we ask the Eibishter should carry upon us, he should shine upon us, the Oir Panecha. the light of his ponim, right? Because Kav Yochel is a hester ponim in this world, and we want to be zoyche to oy ponachol. Keep oy ponachol and shat lo nashem legenu to yeschaim. We were zoyche b'mayim da sinai. We were zoyche to oy ponachol. What the Eibishter spoke to us, right? Directly ponim ponim. But the Eibishter Kav Yochel the rest of the time in this world, it's hester ponim. The Eibishter turned away. Hofachas oy ponov mimeno. So when Mespal oy ponachol lein the world in the so. It's a white tackle with the Abish to white Abish to turn away his face. It's for the toiv of the person. It's for the good of the person. Why? The achash chafetz Hashem isbarach the hate of the briyos of the Abish wants to do good to all the briyos, to all the people. Hate of levushim mizel oilom. He set forth in this world levushim cloaks to cover upon of up the oy Hashem.
What's say for Brazil?
What?
Sefer Raziel, Raziel HaMalach?
Yeah, that's what he says, Sefer Raziel. Come in, the old ones, they didn't have the Maramokim. Maybe it's only the new ones. The word Kedi'isa, so it has parentheses, Sefer Raziel. Some means Sefer Raziel HaMalach, I guess. Eitiv Levushim is HaOilam, Kedesh Yiyah Mokim HaVoidas Odom. That a person should have room for Avoid. Zev Loi Bashamayimi. Where does it mean when we say it means like this? Shemayim things seem to be much clearer. And Torah was given to us in the oifen that the things aren't so clear. Right? A person has to realize that a person has to work hard to reach the clarity of the Shemayim. Aval be'emes. Through avoid a person can reach the clarity of Oyah Hashem, but which means like this. Of course, Torah is givaldic and Torah is difficult and everything, but means if you do avoid, you'll be able to reach Shamayim, you'll be able to reach Me'evel Hayam, which means you'll be able to reach the full clarity of the Olam Hazeh Yoinim, the full clarity of all the lamas that you believe that this world has no shaykhs to, you'll be able to reach it. And that's the chayyim, he doesn't finish off, but that's the chayyim when the passing means to finish off, which means to say that the la'asoysoy, the asiyah, which would seem to be distant from the beficha b'levavcha, which would seem to be more megushim, this world is a gas mystical world, but la'asoysoy also has a shaykhs to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, through the Avodah you'll be able to reach that the Asiya is also Mekushet, it's also Gebunden with the Rotzon Hashem, with the Oyer Penecha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yezoyche to penetrate through the Mesach HaMavdol to reach the Oyer Penecha Leinu Odo in the Zoh. That's a Shtikot Tveres Yosef, it's a Gevaldik Shtikot over the Yortzeit.
So his word again, as you're saying, is Lo B'Shamayim Mihi, meaning It's Hester, Noila Mazer, but still Karvalecha to your avoida.
Right. Support? That's basically his word, yes.
Very nice. Am I crazy? I'm trying to think. Where did I hear Reb Nussan say this word? It sounds like it's ringing my ear from. You said it over to this Akiva guy, right?
It could be I did, yes.
I sound saying, boy, this sounds so familiar. I heard this from you like a day ago. And I said, when did I? So now I remember you saying.
I wasn't referring to Dish Tikkel Mamish. He says it all over. Over here in Dish Tikkel, Mamish brings it out.
You were telling him every year is Heilig. It doesn't go the Fidel Levushim without Farain kicking this nor the Levushim.
True, Emes, right?
I
want to say over my side that the Zaydis is Chaim Rochet, the Rebbe is Chaim used to say over in the Tveres Yosef. Maisa goes as follows. There was once a Yerov, like a Visser Shtetl in Poilu, that he was a Rov over there. It's a famous story in this time, you heard it five, I imagine. Anyway, he's a Rov in a small Shtetl, and everything was Almei Menuchai, everything was merging, everything was good. But he, Ayoim, after many years of being a Rov in this little Shtetl, he decided he wants to go move on to a bigger city. Well, you have to move on in life. He tried to get himself, into a bigger city to be Rav over there. Yeah, maybe a better salary, more covered, a bigger stadt. Right? started with all different ksharim, all different, you know, pulls and things until, with Matzliach, he got voted in to become the Rav of this big city. Lamaisa, what happened was, it didn't last long, and there was a machlokes between him and the Rosh Yakihila, and Lamaisa, he had to leave the bushes from the city. Means he lost his first one, and he lost the second one as well. He ended up without any shtot whatsoever. The Tveres Yosef heard about this Maisa. He said, the pasuk is a pasuk in Tehillim. A pasuk in Tehillim says, "Vayamiru kvoidom betavnis shoy oichaleisef." Pasuk that they exchanged the covet betavnis shoy oichaleisef. Instead of the covet, what they did was they took a tavnis, which means like a truffle, like a thing with the shoy eats the asef, eats the cows, they eat the asef, the grass out of it, right? Why shoy oichal asef? Why not shoy oichal asef? Tav the shoy. Why do you have to add on a shoy oichal asef? He eats grass. Trot it like this. A shoy eats grass on the bottom of the mountain. Eats grass. Sounds kishmak. Everything is good. Good grass. All of a sudden he realizes he's not a mechutin. There's more. The other cows and ox came to join him. Asudas Mareim, Chassidus Yidin, sitting together, they're eating grass and everything is gone fine. So he starts getting nervous. You know, he's not the only one here. It's gonna finish soon. He looks up a little bit and he sees, you know, a little further up, there's no more cows over there. It's empty over there. So one of Mustafa sits in Dumadal, as mentioned, says, Amen. He'll go up a little further up. He'll have the whole thing for himself. Right? Very good. He starts going up higher and higher. After he gets to the top of the mountain, he's megala gevaldige site. As well, that the reason why there's no cows and ox on top of the mountain is very simple, because there's actually no grass over there. The grass is on the bottom of the mountain. The top of the mountain is snow. It's bare. It's cold. Right? What does he do? As Nirzdu. He heads back down to the bottom of the mountain. By the time the ox moves himself up the mountain, down the mountain, comes back down, it's a gulnish giblib, nothing's left anymore. Itaka, whatever he worried about, was taka happened, all the everyone ate everything up. Kereach mikan mikan. That's probably Yemiru kvoidon. So the melech, it's people that want to climb to the top of the mountain. They want, it's never enough what they have. They want to, over there, maybe higher up is better. We'll go a little higher, maybe that's better for me. The bigger zach, what happens to Maise? It's like a shoy oichal esef. He ends up on top, he sees nothing there, he goes back to the bottom, and he loses side to top, side to bottom, and he's kerech mekan mekan. So he said to the Gabi Dizrov that, you know, he had an abundance that was established. Sometimes you look for the biggest things, you end up losing both. You ever heard this Maisa Fivel?
No, never heard. Never heard.
Baruch Hashem.
Let me ask you very quickly. We have say what time is it? We have another
one more mice, should I say?
Yeah, please. Other of
one more mice. The Yid came into Tveres Yosef and he was complaining. His matzav, panosa, he doesn't have panosa. So Shvez, get him Shvez with panosa. The Rebbe asks him, tell me, what's with the gezint? How's it going with the gezint? The matzav, you know, health wise, he said, Baruch Hashem, everyone's healthy, Baruch Hashem, I have no problems. So he tells him, what about eating? Do you have an appetite to eat? It's a modern question that I've asked him. So Baruch Hashem, the appetite I have, halavai, that would have as much money and food like the appetite that I have. The appetite, I'm good. But you know, you're just gained now 600 rublech. 600 ruble. Just like that. I didn't understand what the Rebbe talking about. Where am I 600 rubles? How did I just gain 600 rubles? I just by saying his words, I got into a lottery. I won the lottery. What happened? How do I get 600 rubles? Looked at the Rebbe. I was like, listen, a half an hour before you came in, there was another Yid over here. Nochach Lusit Zrayim came in over here. A Yid mit Baal Panusim, money, Baruch Hashem. Everything was good for him. One thing he didn't have was that he lost his appetite to eat. He went from one doctor to the next, and no one was able to help him out, get back his appetite. He doesn't have an appetite. The person doesn't eat much. And he started getting weaker and weaker from day to day. He's not eating. Was told me he ended up in Varsha. And Varsha over there, there was a big mumchen that said he has a way to an operation and to fix it up, but it cost 600 ruble. Right? 600 ruble, a person doesn't, is not going to eat. He says, Baruch Hashem, you say you have an appetite to eat. So you just gain 600 ruble. You don't have to go to the doctor to get back an appetite. You have 600 ruble just like that. 600 ruble, Baruch Hashem.
Right here.
Let me ask you very quickly.
He said the Rebbe, he was by the Tzeres Yosef twice or three times.
I don't know. He was by the Tzeres Yosef, I think once when he went, before he became a chassan.
That was the Faher?
That was the Faher, yeah. They spent the whole night together. Right. Him and the Sokolover.
Right.
And the Rebbe. And once he was by the Tzeres Yosef, I think. And once or twice the Tzeres Yosef was in Sosnitz.
He said, besides the Faher, after he became a chassan, it was another time.
After he became a chassan, he was zicher once in Sosnovtse by a simcha. In Krimlov, there was a Krimlov simcha, Tzeres Yosef came to.
Special because of this.
He's a mechutin.
Right.
And he came. I'm saying he was a chassan. So he came, the Krimlov made a chassan, and Enikol, I forgot where it was. So he came to Shevi Brachas. That was the famous story with the. That the Tzeres Yosef came to Shevi Brachas and sat down over there. All of a sudden, he calls over the Rebbe and he tells him, "Listen, I see the matzav over here. The Rebbe sitting over here. A particular problem with Brachas and Kibudim. I just came. I'm leaving now. You should. It's not a big deal. I'll be back at night. But the next year, they used to make a Shevi Brachas a few times a day. Whenever the Oilum came, they sat down and made a Shevi Brachas. I'll come to the one at night, and that's it. Because I see now that the Mechutin over here is going to have an issue. So I'm leaving." I was a Zachi. He was a very smart person, very chacham. You see the stories itself, the way he spoke, but he chapped him out right away. So, and I think he might have been one more time in Sosnovtse also.
So the Rebbe was just one time initially in Radzin, and then after he became a chassan, twice the Tzeres Yosef.
It wasn't Radzin. It was in Varsha.
Varsha then. And then after that, twice. Maybe he came to at least once in Sosnovitz.
At least once he came to Sosnovitz. I think the Rebbe was by him in Varsha, I think once also.
Once also. And another
question. Before he became a chassan.
When the Rebbe got married, Reb Shmuel was living in Varsha or already in Radzin?
Yeah, when the Rebbe got married, he was living already in Radzin, I think.
And he went straight to...
The chassan was in Radzin. Yeah, the chassan was in Radzin.
And he moved into the, like with the rep by the Shmuel Shlomo's dira right after the chasana?
Yeah, they had like their own rooms over there, but one big house, like different rooms.
So the Rebbe moved there right away, right after the chasana.
Right away he moved over there, yeah. But the yeshiva wasn't there yet. The yeshiva started, I think, a little bit later.
Yeah, it was like 3 years later.
Not 3 years later, maybe a year, tops a year.
No, because he was married till the war 7 years. So he was seven years.
The chasna was in Tzadik Dalet, I think. Tzadik Hei. Chasna was the winter of Tzadik Hei. It was supposed to be the end of Tzadik Dalet. It was pushed off to the winter of Tzadik Hei. Uh-huh. The yeshiva began in Tzadik Vov.
So seven years.
He was married for 7 years before she was killed.
Right. And the yeshiva was only 3 years before the war, right?
Yeshiva began in Tzadik Vov, I think. First yeshiva that was began in Tzadik Vov. Slowly over the next few years, they had seven. I think the first yeshiva began like Bo'imit Tafir Tzadik Vov. And Chasna was Kislev Tavis, I think. Tavis Tzadik Hei.
And how many other shvogers did he have that Reb Shmuel Shlomo?
Reb Shmuel Shlomo had two other shvogers that were married before him.
Right.
And then one the youngest daughter was never married. The youngest one was killed, but she wasn't married. She was young still. How old could she have been? I'm saying, I don't know.
And what were the two? Groman and what were the names?
Groman and Guraya.
And the reason they he picked the Rebbe's because Pashut, they were already married and established.
Why? Who picked the Rebbe?
Huh?
Why who picked the Rebbe?
sent the Rebbe Shmuel Shlomo brought the Rebbe to come live in Radzin Lafuke, his older shvogers.
And the older shvogers were more
they had their own zachen.
Gurayim, I'm saying, was a businessman. He was established. I'm saying, you ready? He was marrying off kids. Any kids he was marrying off already. He was a businessman. He wasn't, you know, cut out for running a yeshiva, running a chassidus. You know, Zander saw Zach and Groman also. They were more business. Groman maybe was more, but Groman was making chassid enikach already. I think Groman, I think, married off an enikach even before the war. I think even Groman. And Groman, I think, Soif Yomov, before the last couple of years before the Muhammad, he lived in Radzin also. He came back to live in Radzin. Yeah, he lived in Radzin, I think, the last 2-3 years before the war, he came back to live. But he was also the more Balabatish, I think. They weren't, you know.
He wasn't part of the Hof, like they said.
He wasn't part of the Hof, no. It wasn't. His kids were maybe a little bit more part of it, you know, they were any class, but wasn't Mamish.
And Groman, he's not Shaykhus with Groman, the families today, Groman.
They were Levim. The Grumans are not Levim, I think.
And which ones are Levim? And which ones are Lubavitch?
Gurai is Lubavitch. Gurai was Lubavitch.
And that's what that was an Adam.
The Gurai, the first guy was Adam was Gurai, yeah.
You said Groman.
Actual Gurai from Lubavitch.
Yep.
Famous name.
Who were the two older shogers? Groman and
Groman was the oldest, and the second one was Gurai. Groman was a Radzin. The Groma family were Radzina Chassidim.
And the Gariah was Mamash Lubavitch.
Lubavitch Chassidim, Lubavitch, yeah.
And that's why they were like, gave the Tzvos Yosef to read the Ksuva by Lubavitch Rebbe?
I don't think so. I don't think it had a Shaykh. I think Tzvos Yosef B'chlal had a Shaykh to Lubavitch. Tzvos Yosef had a Shaykh to Lubavitch to the Rayat B'chlal. Could be his Shaykh came through that Simcha, maybe. But I think Bechlal, they had a stickle shaykhs.
They did have shaykhs.
Some sort of shaykhs they had.
He lived in Varsha, apparently, you know, at that time.
The Varsha also, maybe that was also part of it, but they knew each other. It wasn't Stam. They had met. They met because of that wedding. Shaykh, that, you know, that they met each other. The Meister Yat also had Adam Gurai, a cousin.
And that's the Goldschmidt's from, right?
Goldschmidt was Adam Agurari. His chasson was before the war. Nochem Goldschmidt got married before the war.
So the Goldschmidt, he's already like a great grandson or something.
He is a great grandson of the first Yosef.
Great grandson. Wow.
His father was Adam Herschel Agurari. His mother was a daughter of Herschel Agurari. His mother was an Anikon of Yosef.
He grew up as a very much Liner Tzura is Goldschmidt.
Yeah. Well, he's an Einikul from Tzvos Yosef.
Yeah.
We're Einikul. His mother Chaitche was she was a real Radzina Chassidus, a real deal. I don't remember well, but I hear stories about her. She used to come to all the Tishon for my grandfather. She listened to all the Torah, and she asked Kashas afterwards to him afterwards. She was very, very involved. She was a niece of my grandfather, Meisen. She was my grandfather's niece.
Almost
the same age as him, but that was Gurai. Rav Nochem Goldschmidt's chasna was before the war in Varsha. That was the wedding where the Rayats ended up leaving before the chuppah, because Rav Shmuel Shlomo took a few hours till he got to the chuppah. He was busy with the Talmud from the yeshiva. They got sick, and he went to doctors and the ganze zach. The Rayats left, and he came back for Shevet Brachos.